You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to this episode of Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host for today's episode and also the lead writer and manager of the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. We're going to try something different in the offseason. Look, the NBA draft just ended a couple days ago, and of course, there's still Kawhi Watch 2018. Will he be traded? Will he be a Spur next season? We just don't know. So we're going to about to hit a lull in the NBA offseason. The big event next is the Summer League, but that's still a few weeks away. So I think it's time to test and check in on the pulse of the fan. In a few minutes, I'm going to have a fan, a big Spurs fan, by the way, and a good friend of mine, join Locked On Spurs for the first ever Fan View LOS. That's right. New waters here. Might as well try it. It's going to get a slow period very soon for your Spurs offseason. The Spurs selected Lonnie Walker, number 18 overall, in the first round at the 2018 NBA Draft. And we'll be discussing that as well. So let's go to bring on a huge Spurs fan. He loves pandas. He loves a lot of panda clothes. He'll probably talk about that. Gabe Froman. Gabe, you're going to be the first ever. You're the guinea pig for the fan viewpoint right here on Locked On Spurs. First of all, Gabe, welcome to LOS.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
Not a problem, Gabe. Yeah, no, thank you also for always supporting me and my crew over at the Spurs Zone on social media. But I got to ask you, why pandas? And tell the fans and listeners your whole relation with pandas.
Actually, it's just a little urban clothing brand that me and a buddy of mine kind of cooked up. He's a gigantic Asian man who we lovingly refer to as Big Panda, so it kind of stemmed from there, and we just decided we were going to see how many pandas we could put on all kinds of stuff, you know, pop culture and what have you, and just kind of went from there. I like to dabble in a little bit of, you know, creative arts and digital media and stuff on the side of what I do, so it's just kind of been slowly growing, which we hope will turn into a thing, but we'll see. But that's where it comes from, basically.
And I guess fans or anybody who loves clothing or just unique clothing, they can buy this the clothes from you?
Yeah, you can follow us on any of the main three social media screens, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're at Panda Luxury Brand, and we have links on the pages that take you right to the stores, and we're always kind of releasing a new release. I try to kind of stay what's up with what's trending and, you know, make a shirt off of that, so or some kind of design from that. Looking to open our Shopify store here pretty soon, but other than that, just a little side project that I have, and because he's such a good friend of mine and near and dear to my heart, we really just kind of hopefully try to make the panda thing take off. And I'm kind of starting to see it in other areas too, not just our stuff, but I know Ron Artest has a little panda brand.
Yeah, he does.
Going on too. So I thought that was kind of cool that, if they're popular, then hopefully people will come across our line and like it. So we'll see what happens.
All right, you heard Gabe. Go check out the Panda line. The Panda Luxury, was the Panda Luxury line? Is that what you called it?
Panda Luxury Brand.
There you go. Go find Panda Luxury Brand right now. All right, let's get into the heart of the matter, and that is what this show is all about, the fan's voice. Gabe, you know, you saw or you've been following this mess, this alleged mess. Let's be very clear about that, Gabe, this alleged mess regarding Kawhi Leonard and the San Antonio Spurs. But Gabe, let's not bore the listeners. We all know exactly what in the world is going on. We know. So there's no point in this, okay? But to catch up with his speed, the last report regarding this drama was that the Lakers and the Spurs, the Lakers attempted to contact the San Antonio Spurs regarding a trade right before the draft, and the Spurs, as the report said via ESPN, shut the door on them. So, and then, of course, you have R.C. Buford, draft night, comes out and says they're going to do everything they can to keep him in silver and black. Did admit there's been fault on the Spurs side, and he said it's unfortunate they're at this spot. So it looks like We're still in unknown waters right now, Gabe. Gabe, you talk to a lot of fans on social media regarding the silver and black. What do you think, or what do you think the fans have to say about Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs and this whole mess?
Well, I think my opinion is a little bit different from your typical Spurs fan. I mean, it seems to be the pulse of the city and the pulse of the Spurs fans that you read about on Twitter or on any other social media. Is it's like, it's either black or white, you know, to use a pun, you know, either silver and black or whatever you want to call it. But you either really are optimistic and you're kind of hoping against hope that, that things will get patched up and Kawhi will continue to be a Spur, because as we know here in this town that, you know, he is a superstar and a lot of people liken him to the next Jordan, and he's got that kind of all-around skill set, and I hate to use the term two-way player, because to me you're just a player or you're not, you know what I mean? So I think there's one camp that's that, and there's the other camp that is just quickly turned afoul of anything that has to do with him, and we've already seen some jersey burnings. I mean, I have my own mom, actually, who's just so mad at Kawhi, and I'm just telling her, you just need to chill out and sit tight. You don't know what's going to happen, and, you know, but me, I'm kind of right down the middle a little bit. I'm riding the fence because I'm hoping against hope that everything gets worked out, but I'm also a Spurs fan first and foremost. As much as I love Kawhi, you know, I'm about the team first, and I think that what the team has been doing for the past 20-something years is obviously working. You know, like they always say that the Spurs are playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. So it's like we're in for the long game, and it seems to be that, you know, we get into the first round and we get knocked out the way we did this past season, even though we have, you know, what we wouldn't consider in this town a great season. Other teams that didn't make the cut are still wishing that they did, and that's why I think the fans need to kind of realize and calm down. No team's ever going to win a title every single year. That's just impossible. But the fact that we've been able to be in the postseason and compete for one for 20 years is just amazing to me, and I don't think anybody would any organization would not trade places with us in a heartbeat. So I'm of the opinion that let's just sit back and like let these guys do what they do in the front office, and they obviously, like I said, have a proven track record of success. And I think the more it's like trying to self-diagnose yourself on the WebMD, the more you start reading about stuff, the more you figured out that you got cancer, or, you know, that's a horrible example, but you know what I'm saying? It's like you have no idea because you're not a doctor. So we have no idea. We're not GMs. The closest we can get is getting our information from people like yourself and other sports writers or journalists that, you know, but it's so much information on both sides of the fence. It's like you don't know who to believe. So I just kind of decided, like, you know what, I'm just going to let it ride out. And, you know, what happens, happens. And it's not going to, other than just being a fan, it's not going to really have any negative or positive impact in my life whatsoever, other than, you know, hey, we reload or we rebuild or whatever you want to call it. But I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about the young cast we have on the team. And like I said, I think they'll do the right thing. I don't think they're in it to tank or to do anything negative or anything like that. That just wouldn't be the Spurs way. But I just think they have a very peculiar way that they go about their business, and they're not going to change their style or anything for anyone or any person. And I think, you know, as weird to some that may be, most of the organizations are striving to be, you know, the Spurs have set that benchmark. So, like I said, I have faith that we'll be fine regardless. But I do hope, obviously, that things get worked out, and I want Kawhi to remain a Spur at least for another few years or whatever, and hopefully bring another couple of titles to the city. So we'll see what happens.
We're talking with Gabe Froman. He is the first ever fan voice guest right here on Locked On Spurs. You know, Gabe, the one thing that really stuck out for me, when the news hit about allegedly that Kawhi Leonard wanted to leave San Antonio and wants to go home to California, how quick Spurs fans were burning jerseys. As a Spurs fan, do you think that was the right move on their part, or do you think it was a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction?
Oh, it's definitely a knee-jerk reaction. I would never do anything. I mean, first of all, me personally, I only have one NBA jersey ever, and that's
Tim. Well, you make clothes, so maybe you can make yourself a Kawhi jersey and bring that one.
But you know what? I've almost bought one a few times, and it just never kind of seemed right, or never was the one I wanted, or so it's like, no, maybe there was a reason for that. You know, same thing. I'm a Cowboys fan. When it comes to the NFL, I've only ever had one NFL jersey until this past season when I bought a new player. And so it's like it takes a lot for me to kind of invest that kind of dedication to an individual player over the team. So, but yeah, I think it was a huge knee-jerk reaction. It's like you want to get on social media, all these people, and say this stuff, but it's, you know, that it'll just never end, the back and forth. So I don't say anything, but it's like, what are you going to do whenever he sticks around and he's this all-star again for the next 5, 6, 7 years? Are you going to stick with your hatred? Or are you going to admit that you were wrong? And, you know, but I think it's ridiculous. If you're a fan of the team, I kind of was always of the mindset, even from the very beginning, during the season when we really didn't know too much about what was going on. And it was kind of weird in the beginning of the season, and then it kind of got stranger and stranger, as you know, throughout the season. And then a lot of the local sports shows that I listened to were just, everyone was just on this guy. And, I just felt that, my opinion was that kind of, I mean, see both sides. I don't think he owes anybody any explanation, right? It's like, he doesn't have an explanation for why I choose to do what I do or anything like that. So from that standpoint, professional standpoint, you know, I'm like, hey, the guy's got a right to do whatever he wants. But from a fan standpoint, and from when you're taking it very personal, I can see the hurt, you know, because honestly, when I heard about it, that, you know, I didn't know whether to believe the reports or not, but when a part of me kind of let it set in, I was like, yeah, well, that kind of sucks. Their fan has poured their hearts out to you and welcomed you into their city, and you just fit so well with this city, being so low-key and so, you know, in the same mold as Tim, you know, where you're just kind of a private person, and everyone in this town, like, totally respects that and gets it, and we just kind of feel like, oh, we've got another Tim Duncan-type super, you know, low-key superstar on our hands. You know, we love that. We don't need the flash, and I think there's a good segment of the fan base that actually would love the Spurs to go in a completely opposite direction and do the status quo and build the super team and have the Flash brothers and have all the hype and all that good stuff. And I would honestly, that would really bug me if we went that direction. Because I tell you what, watching basketball, though, the Western Conference Finals and the Finals this year were some of the hardest basketball I've had to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so, there was no ball movement. It was just not like we're used to seeing the beautiful game. And I still have that video from a couple of years ago. And I just love watching it every now and then just because I'm like, that's what basketball is about.
Right.
And I think that we've gotten so far away from that because that's not what sells. So,
yeah, no, you're right. I think fans were a little bit knee-jerk. And look, you mentioned the 2014 team that won the title. I agree with you. You know, I was there at the AT&T Center to witness that team in real life, in action, from press row. One of the rules that we're not allowed to is clap and cheer or show any type of bias, but some of us were just mouths were just open seeing this team move the ball, cutting, scoring at will against the LeBron James-led Miami Heat. So it was something good to see. And then I think what happened was it felt like, from a fan's point of view, they were going 100 miles an hour and just slammed into a wall. Tim Duncan leaves. Monta DeMar leaves, not the same as he was. Tony Parker gets his leg injured in the postseason last year. Kawhi Leonard now having drama now. Rudy Gay opting out. You know, just so much happened after having so much success. It's uncharted waters right now for a bunch of fans, and I can see why they will get upset. Now,
for sure, I think we're spoiled a bit.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Now, before we leave the Kawhi topic and move on to the draft, what were fans talking about when Bruce Bowen pretty much blasted Kawhi Leonard for sitting out last season?
You know, I read that today, and I tried to read the whole article, and again, it's hard to read something from someone who you know was a loyal Spur and all that good stuff, but I think the context is kind of POV, right? It's what you make of it. So from my standpoint, I'm maybe not making as big of a deal of it as maybe other fans.
Yeah, well, a lot of the Spurs fans were saying about time. That's what I read. I saw a lot of fans saying about time. Good for you, Bowen. Somebody needs to do it. Are you on that side of the camp? Or are you still maybe thinking he should have just kept quiet?
Well, I think he has the right to say whatever he wants, but it doesn't bother me that he said what he said. Like I said, I'm more of the mindset that I like to look at things from other perspectives, so I think it's more of the mindset that maybe it's more of a motivational, maybe in his mind and the way he meant it. Obviously, we've all been misconstrued or misunderstood at different times. Especially, you would understand this more than anything. When you're writing something, I can take it one way, and the next guy can take it completely different.
Yep.
And then it's like, I gotta explain myself to two different people, It's like, no. So, no, I think overall, he said what he said, and he obviously stands by it, and he's a strong conviction, and he has a... he has a right to say what he says. Obviously, Spurs fans support him because of the play and what he did when he was a Spur here, and his continued, carrying the silver and black kind of force. And I respect him for that. I just don't necessarily take it maybe as harsh as maybe some other people do. I think it was more from a perspective of when that whole thing, like, come on, man, wake up, kid, kind of thing. And so I think maybe it wasn't as bad as it was, but I can see how, again, people want to have this knee-jerk reaction in this town. I mean, even during the season, we wanted maybe Pop is longer to two. There were so many different factors that people were throwing out. It was just ridiculous. I'm just like, relax. more than two-thirds of the season, we were the third seed in the West, and that's pretty incredible in that those eight teams that got in. So
I hear you, but we shall see how this saga ends. Will he be a Spur? Will he be traded? Will he sit out next season? Will he just, write out his contract and say he becomes a free agent? We just don't know. We'll definitely find out. All right, Dave, we have a few minutes left. We have a couple of minutes. Your quick grade on the Spurs draft picks. Again, the Spurs pick number 18, Lonnie Walker IV out of Miami. And then in the second round, I can never pronounce this guy's name, so we'll just say USC's Metu. How's that? I think it's Chimenji Metu in the second round, 49. You're a quick grade. You got about a minute. How would you sum up that? And before we give you that, once again, we are talking with Gabe Froman. He is the first ever Lockdown Spurs fan voice episode. So don't forget to follow him on Twitter, and he'll give out his Twitter name in a few seconds. But your quick grade, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Definitely think it's an A. I think that they did a real good job getting a little bit more, or a lot more athletic, actually, from what I see in the highlight reels and everything that I've seen. And then, other than that, what I really love is, I actually love you guys' names. You know me, I'm thinking of ways that I can put them into some kind of comic book characters, and now we got a guy with the last name of Walker, so I'm already thinking Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm kind of running on that, so I think they did a hell of a job, and I would give them an A for sure.
All right, there is your quick grade from Dave Froman, the first ever fan voice guest right here on Locked On Spurs. Dave, I mentioned to the listeners about your Twitter name. Where can they follow you on Twitter and talk Spurs with you?
Anytime, I'm at GDUB18, that's GDUB18, like Tango.
And there you go, all right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dave, for hopping on this episode of Locked On Spurs and giving us a fan's perspective on the silver and black. Well, Kawhi Leonard, my goodness, we'll see how that ends. And, of course, the draft picks. So for Gabe Froman, I am Jeff Garcia, and he and I, we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.